It's Thursday, the 25th of February, approximately 11, 10, can't see. 10:48 AM. Quite a nice morning. It's fairly calm with a wee bit of breeze. Skies are mixed blue and white clouds. And feels like a right spring day, actually. It's fairly mild. not long out of bed. Just after 9:30. Kind of. My wife got up and had a shower and a wee drink of hot sweet tea. And just finished drying her hair, and she's went back into bed. It's not been a great 48 hours, near enough 40 hours anyway. Took my wife in to St. John's Hospital for an examination and a minor procedure on Tuesday morning, and the moment she stepped out of the hospital, she started shivering uncontrollably. Even though she had warm clothes on and the car was warm. And from then it just went downhill. Her head was bursting, as they say. And she had a high temperature. Couldn't stop shivering. And eventually was being... was vomiting, was being sick almost every half an hour. And that went on for over 24 hours. Even though there was nothing for her to bring up, as it were. The retching and retching and her head bursting. So I managed to get the doctor to come in yesterday morning. And she reckoned she'd picked up some kind of virus. I actually meant to ask if she took some bloods to check that my wife didn't pick something up in the hospital. But she reckoned that it was the doctor reckoned it was some kind of virus that she's picked up. And so gave her an injection, and I had to go and pick up some special prescription for her. So yesterday was wiped out. My wife didn't even get out of bed yesterday, except for going to the toilet to retch a bit more until things settled down. She did get up late afternoon to come into the sitting room to watch the telly for a bit, but she lay on the couch with a duvet over her, and really she didn't really watch the television. Her eyes were closed. So I packed her off to bed again later on. So anyway, now this morning she's looking better, and she says she's feeling a bit better. But when my wife says she's feeling a bit better but goes back to bed after showering and drying her hair, I know that she's she's feeling better, but it's not by much, to be honest with you. So and I kind of have some symptoms, or maybe I'm just what do they call it? Is it psychosomatic or something like that? Although I don't think so. I have got a sore head and I have got a bit of a cough coming on the chest, but not a thumping head and not high temperature, not yet anyway. Please God, I don't. I need to be fit to look after her. Yesterday was just a terrible day. And you know, when you love one so much, and when you live with them for so long, a cold's one thing, but when they're that old, you end up going down. And then yesterday I was feeling so down, I was feeling so emotional. I went off my feed completely. I hardly ate a thing myself yesterday, and it wasn't like in sympathy. I wasn't saying, well, I'm not going to eat if she's not eating. It was, I just couldn't be bothered eating. made a bit of toast a couple of times during the day, and that was about it. Cups of tea, coffee. It's this emotional bond, if you like, you know, someone that you've lived with for a long while and someone you love dearly. And from day to day, you may have your differences and debates and arguments and your good days and your bad days, but when they're really ill, and I know in my case it's true, it made me think, you know, and this isn't the first time, of course, it's happened so many times in the past, my wife having a debilitating illness, but to be honest, it's been years since she's been anything like this for any reason. But you know, I get so emotional about her weakness and her ill health, and then your mind starts to play little games with you, and then you realise just what life would be like if they weren't there, yeah. We can all talk about it, you know, I'll do this when you go, or I'll do this when you can do this if I go first. And we can all talk about things like that, but yesterday I was just like a wee lost boy. A wee lost boy.